Good evening, my name's Adam. I'm the vicar here. I'm also the strange voice off stage right. I'm not the puppet master, don't blame me. So this is Carols Around the Piano. I've heard so much about it, now I feel I've been ruined or broken, I'm not quite sure which. I haven't brought my joke book with me, but if you're looking for yours later, Fiona, it might be in the cellar. I'm just saying. So Christmas is great, right? Yeah. Right? Yeah? But how much do you really love Christmas? I guess there's probably as many answers to that question in this room as there are people. So do not fear. I have devised an empirical method for discerning just how much we all love Christmas. The method we're going to be using this evening is to measure you all by the gold standard. And to do that, for the second week in the row, I am going to call Vicar's Privileges and add another song to the rota this evening. Rick, can we take it away? Wish it could be Christmas every day. I think that is the gold standard we need to measure ourselves by. If we want to know how much we really love Christmas, do we want it to be Christmas every day? I wonder if that's made some of you pause to think for a moment. Others, maybe not. Maybe some of you are the kind of people who just can't get enough sparkle in their lives, enough joy, enough love. Perhaps the idea of getting presents every single day of your life excites you. Anyone? Not so sure. How about eating Christmas dinner every day? How about watching the Queen give a speech every day at 3 p.m? The world will just stop. And we'll just watch the Queen. Or maybe you're just sold on the idea of never, ever, ever having to go back to work again. Yay. Why are you cheering? Of all the people in the room. Sorry, Fiona. I'm going to have to compose myself. Well done. Distraction. Well done. I thought if she can't think of a way of ruining my bit while sat behind me, she really isn't trying hard enough. So well done. Maybe you're not sure, though. Perhaps the fact that Christmas already seems to begin at the end of September, fizzling out towards the inevitable disappointment, is enough for you. Maybe you don't like buying presents. Coming up with new gift ideas for your nearest and dearest every day until the end of time. What about the expense? A few people I know have said this year they're not going to buy one another Christmas presents to try and keep the cost down. Maybe there is already plenty of sparkle in your life. Not to mention overeating and not really wanting to watch the Queen every day. So that's the for and the against. Shall we have a straw poll? Who wishes it could be Christmas every day? two sigh, you've got a friend down here, that's good. And Who's not so sure and doesn't want it to be Christmas every day? Okay, you are much more my kind of people than I thought you were going to be. Because I have to confess, I do not meet wizard standards. I don't wish it could be Christmas every day. Maybe that's the fact that at least one of us works on Christmas Day. Don't feel too sorry for us. Vicars only work one day a week most of the year, so it's not a problem. But when I was reading the poems for this evening's service, I did get to thinking. The poem that Ian read, The Journey of the Magi, continued.